Welcome to the Macat Multimedia Series and the analysis of Ludwig von Mises's The Theory of Money and Credit, an early 20th century work that has had an enormous impact on the development of monetary theory, and hence on the world we live in. Mises wanted to explain how money acquires value and argue for the creation of sound, stable economies without inflation. In doing so, he extended his argument well beyond mere economic theory, suggesting that money is actually one of the most important instruments for protecting civil liberties and ensuring fair government. That sort of thinking placed Mises and his theories at the heart of some of the most important and pivotal political and economic battles fought in the last century. Stay tuned to find out more. An analysis of Ludwig von Mises's The Theory of Money and Credit weighs into the text. Key points. The Austrian-American academic Ludwig von Mises was born in 1881 in Lviv, then part of Austria-Hungary. Being Jewish, he fled to New York in 1940 and was a visiting professor at New York University until he retired in 1969. For Mises, money is solely a common medium of exchange, and government should interfere as little as possible in determining its value. Mises's arguments were central in the foundation of the influential Austrian School of Economics, which contributed many of the formative concepts to mainstream economics today. Who was Ludwig von Mises? Born in 1881 in what is now the Ukrainian city of Lviv, and was then the Austro-Hungarian city of Lemberg, Ludwig Edler von Mises grew up there and in Vienna, in a Jewish family which had been raised to the lower aristocracy by Emperor Franz Josef. His father, Arthur, was a highly trained engineer and took a leading position in the Ministry for Railways, overseeing construction of railroads. His mother was the niece of a Liberal Party deputy in Austria's parliament. Aged 12, Mises could speak German, Polish, and French fluently, read Latin, and understood Ukrainian. He studied law at the University of Vienna, receiving a doctorate in 1906. In his early years, Mises worked variously at a Vienna law firm, as an economics lecturer, an economic advisor to several politicians and chambers of commerce, as an artillery officer, and as an economic advisor to the Austro-Hungarian War Department during the First World War. In 1934, as Nazism rose in neighboring Germany, Mises left Vienna to work as a professor in Geneva's Graduate Institute of International Studies. In 1940, he left Europe and settled in New York City, where he would remain the rest of his life. Supported by a series of foundations, he held a position as an unsalaried visiting professor at New York University from 1945 until he retired in 1969. In his writing, as well as his lecturing, which included seminars in formal university settings, as well as ones given at his apartment, Mises developed the concepts of classical liberalism, while emphasizing choice and purposeful behavior in his idea of praxeology. His writings have influenced mainstream economics, but, like much of the Austrian school in the later 20th century, they largely sit outside it because of their rejection of modeling and mathematics. Altogether, Mises wrote 25 books, of which The Theory of Money and Credit in 1912 was the first, containing the seeds of much of the rest of his thought. He also enlarged it with a new fourth section in an English-language edition in 1953. Mises died in 1973, aged 92. What does The Theory of Money and Credit say? Mises's book, The Theory of Money and Credit, presents an argument for how money came to exist. Money, it says, would not be necessary in a world of self-sufficient households or a centrally planned economy. It similarly is not necessary in a society based on a division of labor, that is, based on direct exchange or bartering. But in a world in which individuals trade many goods, they come to need a medium of exchange. Bartering horses for telescopes requires an exact alignment between one person who has horses and desires telescopes and a second person who has telescopes but would rather have horses. This can be thought of as a double coincidence of wants. But what if a telescope is worth 1.5 horses? As division of labor becomes more specialized, then there will be a demand on the part of everyone who participates in the primitive economy for something to use as a common medium of exchange. Grains of wheat might be a means of exchange, since wheat is a commonly needed good. And so, someone selling it normally will be able to find a market. With wheat as a medium of exchange, it is possible to separate the horse telescope barter into two exchanges, someone who has a telescope and someone who would like to buy it, and similarly, a seller and a buyer of a horse. Grains of wheat, however, are difficult to transport, and so if the market of money includes wheat, brass, and silver, individuals will wish to trade their goods for the most broadly used means of exchange, which will drive out the others. For Mises, this function of money as a common medium of exchange is not only its primary but also its sole function. He argues that other functions of money, such as facilitating credit, follow directly from this one. Based on his argument that money is solely a common medium of exchange, Mises derives other prescriptions, including the role of government. He suggests that government should protect contracts through courts and not interfere with the value of money, for instance, by encouraging inflationary or deflationary monetary policy. Money derives from voluntary social cooperation, not from the dictates of a government. Why does the theory of money and credit matter? It is hard to overstate the importance of the theory of money and credit, a contribution for which Mises has been described as one of the leading European economists of his time. At a time when John Maynard Keynes was convincing governments to engage in deficit spending and helping to create modern macroeconomics theory with his idea of the business cycle, Mises offered a sharply contrasting view focused on the usefulness of money as a means of exchange. Mises's views in the theory of money and credit were foundational in the creation of an influential tradition in economics that came to be known as the Austrian School. In its early decades, the Austrian School rebelled against a more historical approach in economic scholarship, which particularly dominated in German-speaking countries. Members of the Austrian school instead sought to emphasize the logical processes that lay behind these historical case studies. As time progressed, Mises and the Austrian school contributed a number of extremely important concepts which now lie at the heart of mainstream economics. The influential ideas of Mises and other Austrian school scholars include the idea of marginal utility. This is the change in utility, that is, happiness, well-being, or satisfaction, achieved by the last unit of a good or service that a person consumes. Closely related to marginal utility is the idea of diminishing marginal utility, that the first unit of a good or service yields greater results than subsequent ones. The Austrian school split shortly after the Second World War. One part, represented by Friedrich Hayek, continued to operate within the mainstream tradition of neoclassical economics, while still being largely skeptical of government intervention. A second tradition, of which Mises forms a part, rejected much of contemporary mainstream economics as flawed, in particular its emphasis on mathematics, macroeconomics, and modeling. Its influence is currently strongest among libertarians, particularly in the United States. The later split aside, however, Mises's concepts of marginalism, subjective value, and money as a medium of exchange as expressed in the theory of money and credit will help readers understand some of the most important concepts in contemporary mainstream economics and how they arose in a new, illuminating way. Over a century after its initial publication, The Theory of Money and Credit remains indispensable reading for anyone interested in understanding the nature of money and the origin of some of the most important principles in mainstream economics today. Among the awards that Mises received after writing the book were the Austrian Decoration for Science and Art for Political Economy, which he received in 1962. A Ludwig von Mises Institute for Austrian Economics exists in Alabama to further his legacy, publishing a quarterly journal of Austrian economics as well as a quarterly Mises review. End of the Ways In module. Coming up next, Section 1, Influences, Module 1. The author and the historical context.